Let's bring our first worshiper on the line. Please welcome from California, she is Boston. Boston, are you with us?
I'm right here.
Hey, welcome aboard.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm awesome.
You are.
I am. Well, whatever.
And it's a beautiful day in California, yes?
It's hot. It's a beautiful day in California. My son is visiting from New York, so I get to see him tomorrow with the family. So
nice.
That's exciting.
That
yeah.
is exciting.
Yeah, I'm coming up to Long Beach, so whoever's up there, I'm going to be up there. So, yeah.
Ooh, Long Beach yeah. is a cool little town. I like that town.
It is. Yeah, he lives right. It's my ex-brother-in-law. He lives right next to the junior college, I think.
All right.
Long Beach. Yeah. So here we have the prompt was phobias, and we had a sensual night on our little thing that we do in AP that I co-hosted the other night, and we got all heated. So one of the other members and I started chit-chatting, and she looked up one of the top phobias that was strange, and it was ichthyophobia.
Ichthyophobia?
Yeah. It's the fear of erections. So
J Todd knows that one all too well.
Uh-huh. So the image I found, it said, stop, heavy erection is going on. Of course.
Okay.
So
that's what's going on.
So her and I started. So it's a conversation between two ladies called Myrtle and Elvira.
All right.
A growing willy. It's the phallophobia. Myrtle, I'm telling you the truth. There he was 1 minute sitting, and the next he was screaming like a banshee. Elvira, dear, do you have a notion of what could cause such a commotion? I've been thinking real hard now, and my only conclusion is my new parfum. And, of course, my brassiere was a-showing. Oh, my scandalous, such a rogue. Looking down your dress, still such an attraction does not explain his strange reaction. Shades, girl, I ain't finished yet. You see, I've been watching YouTube, and they have all kinds of information. And you know, tons of situations and manipulations, if you knows what I mean. I'm afraid, and I'm rather confused. I don't keep up on the news. What newfangled thing is this about that makes a man jump and shout? Come a little closer, and I'll tell ya. Looks around. I went commando. What's commando? I don't know. Is that like that Rambo show? Oh, lordy girl. It's when you leave your panties behind. Mama ain't gonna worry about no accident. Huh. That's for sure. Ooh, is that the latest fashion trend? To leave the house without depends? Girl, it's a date. How am I gonna get me a spanking if I'm all padded up? He won't have a hankering. Golly. Oh my goodness. Sex was so much less scary when we stayed on our backs in missionary. Girl, used to vanilla. Ain't you had some backdoor delight? Oh my, that sounds like a dreadful fright. Nah, just need a little Crisco, swirl and twirl. Now that I'm thinking, maybe he's too vanilla. His eyes got all big when I started stroking, but he was a groaning. Do you think it was something he was smoking? I like my Crisco for bacon, but I'm still confused over the fuss he was making. Well, I read that when you smoke marijuana, it makes you horny, and I know I was feeling mighty feisty. I kept blowing his way, and he just didn't seem to care. Next thing I know, he was jumping up like a house of fire. Oh, lordy me, what in blazes could it be? Heck if I know. I was a bit fuzzy. He just kept pointing at his willy, and I'm thinking, that's it? Apparently he doesn't like moving much. He ran in circles asking, what do I do? What do I do? I wanted to say, well, you're sticking in, but our first date and all, I thought I'd be still and be ladylike. Oh, now I think I understand. He was screaming at his little man. I never knew someone to have a fear of something so small, my dear. Me and you both. Then again, I got kind of scared, too. Can you imagine a small weenie? What the heck could I do? I've had too many kids. Tight ain't it ain't. I'm afraid he'd fall out, and rightly so. Thinking a spell. Looky, Elvira, over there, a handsome man with a rather purposeful stare. I think perhaps he'd like to have some fun. I've always wanted to try and have a threesome. Well, hell, you know I'm game. I still need to get me some. You want a pup before it come? What do you think? It's been a while. Girlfriend, I'm feeling legit. Hand me that blunt. I'll take a hit. I may be vanilla, but I'll never say no to taking a puff of some dupe. You ain't wearing your Depends, I hope, because the ladies' room is right over there. Well, Elvira, my friend, I guess if I want some action, I best remove my Depends. That's a good idea, Myrtle. Just making sure we's all clear. End poem. I hope it wasn't too much for early. Was that okay?
Well, Boston, first of all, I do enjoy the poem. It was really well done. That's totally an After Dark poem.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I started reading and then I'm going, uh-oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know.
I'm so sorry.
It's, but you know what it is? It's like, we do After Dark, it becomes easy to start, like, flipping it. No, it's, we got it now. We're good. We understand. We may tack that on.
Go ahead. I'm
on the
sorry.
Edit. We might tack that onto a different file on the end when
sorry.
We do the podcast. It's okay. We got it now. But hey, for the poetry, thank you so much for it.
Very
I actually
creative.
Was really creative,
yes.
Really well
I'm
done.
So, funny. I started reading it. And I'm like going, uh-oh.
But better suited for the After Dark. Yeah. We love and respect your work, though.
Yeah, we love you, Boston. That was good.
I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. No worries. We got you.
All right.
Thank you, Boston. You're awesome.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That was Boston on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.